hard-hitting news. Alternative Talk Radio. Get ready, America, for Deadline Live with your host, Jack Blood. Deadline Live is a daily wrap-up for those too busy in the daily grind to discern and dissect the news. While the so-called mainstream media buries the truth, Jack Blood uncovers it, exposing the lies that our trusted government officials do not want us to know. And now, please welcome Jack Blood.
Exposing the truth that your trusted government officials and their controllers do not want you to know about. We are locked and loaded for the InfoWar. Second hour coming up, and there's an info bomb. The only bombs that I endorse or appreciate. Thank you for joining us, folks. I'm Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun, reporting for the next hour. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time, right here out of Austin, Texas, and at various time zones throughout the world. Our archives are 100% free, as is everything at WFUradio.com. Please patronize our sponsors. Not only are they good sponsors, they're going to be good for you, good for your family, but it helps us stay on the air and continue with our work. Here in the second hour, I'm very honored and very pleased to have anti-war icon and a friend of mine, Cindy Sheehan. I've got Cynthia McKinney on the line because last time I saw Cindy, all three of us were getting censored at a rock and roll show in Los Angeles. That is Cindy Sheehan with us. Most of you know who she is. If you don't, she is the one person that made the biggest impact, in my humble opinion, changing America's viewpoint to more of a, hey, what the hell are we doing over there spending all that money and all these kids are dying? Her son, Casey, unfortunately met his end in Iraq while heroically fighting to rescue American troops in Sadr City. He would have been 30 years old here this year. We got a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star for that. She has been out speaking not just truth to power, but power to power, lo, these many years. Cindy, so glad to have you on the air with us.
Oh, hi, Jack. It's nice to talk to you again.
Great to talk to you. Last time we spoke, as I mentioned, we were all out in Los Angeles. We were asked to speak at a giant concert called the We the People concert. It was a We the Government
right.
concert, generally. None of us were allowed to speak, and no one really said anything about that, as if people didn't even notice that all the speakers disappeared from that concert with thousands of kids. And you were also running against Nancy Pelosi for her congressional seat. So let's catch up with you, what you've been up to, and how do you like the change so far, Cindy?
So there's been a change.
That's what we're trying to find out.
Is there some kind of change that I missed? Did I miss some change this past 3 weeks? Anyway, I have a radio show myself. Did you know?
I did know.
Yeah, I am on
CindySheehanSoapbox.com. Yes, CindySheehanSoapbox.com.
Right.
Sundays at 2 o'clock on Green 960 AM in San Francisco.
Right. That's Pacific Standard Time, and we also archive at our site, and you can live stream or podcast from the Green 960 site, and it's 2 to 3 Pacific Time. But we're trying to do the same thing you do, try to bring up these issues that have been buried now because we're all supposed to have some kind of unrealistic hope that anybody in Washington, D.C. has the best interest of the people at heart. So we've been trying to bring up the issues that very few people are talking about right now. We've had some outstanding guests and some outstanding programs, and, you know, we're struggling every week to stay on the air. So if anybody wants to go to our website and give us a donation, because I say I speak truth to power, but I like when you said speak power to power, because we the people are the ones with the power.
That's right.
And so we have to speak power to, I don't even know what to call the people who get elected in these phony elections where we only have an appearance of a choice, and where the two-party system is just one party, and we, you know, basically it's the same in D.C. There's going to be no change under Barack Obama, and he has demonstrated that to people who still refuse to see that he is part of the robber class, and he is he works for the robber class and not us, the robbed class. So I think that our voices are even more imperative these days, even if we don't have, you know, as big an audience as the people who are supporting Barack Obama and what goes on. We still have to keep talking, and the people like you said who get it have to support us so we can, you know, do the work that is just so very important right now.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people split hairs, Cindy, over some of our ideological differences. Maybe people would consider me a little bit more from the truth right, you a little bit more from the truth left. But we really come together on some of these really, really big issues, which are so important. Are people going to start waking up? I mean, they have seen the appointments. We have PNAC people, for God's sakes, being appointed to this administration. War hawks, left and right,
right.
People who have done nothing
right.
But bomb the world for the last 20 years. And, I mean, today I'm reading from the stimulus bill. They've gotten rid of the whistleblower protection rights. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Why aren't people a little bit more disillusioned already at this point?
Well, I'm seeing more and more people become disillusioned. And, you know, I just had Paul Craig Roberts on my show last week, and we talked about this, is we might come at problems from different ends of the political spectrum, but oftentimes we arrive at the same conclusion. And not only has he appointed war hawks and neocons, but banksters who got us into the very problems that our economy faces today. So we're in a world of hurt, and I think we just need to keep, like I said, keep speaking the truth, and hopefully in 6 months or a year when America really starts to wake up, it will be that safety net for them to turn to, so we can actually begin to solve these problems in a coherent way that makes sense for the people and not for the robber class.
Yeah, hopefully that'll happen, Cindy, before the war in Pakistan, the war in Africa, and the war in Central America. I hope we don't have to go that far before we wake up. It took how many years for Bush's 90-some percent approval ratings to dwindle down to 20%? It must have taken 5 years before people started going, okay,
uh-huh.
I get it. This guy's a liar and a traitor.
I think that our protest at Camp Casey had a lot to do with that too. So
yes.
I'm really proud of what we accomplished there. But you know, I have a feeling, and the sense that I'm getting now is that people aren't really too concerned about wars and about poverty overseas and about what the United States does to other people, because our problems here are so immense with the economy. People will start to wake up when, you know, they start losing their jobs and losing their homes, and where their the American dream turns into a nightmare for them. It's been a nightmare for billions of people around the world, but, you know, now, as Malcolm X famously said, the chickens are coming home to roost. We're starting to pay for imperialism, and we're starting to pay for the grossly bloated and cancerous military budget. And, you know, Americans don't like it when their comforts are taken away. And unfortunately, it's coming to that, and maybe people will start to care about something that's outside of their own circle of influence. And if anything good comes out of the horrible depression we're in, and it's not, we haven't even hit bottom yet, I hope that people, you know, pull together and realize that, like you said, this is our country, and we need to work together to make any fundamental and good changes, because the government is not going to do that. They're not going to save us. They can't save us even if they wanted to.
No, that's exactly true, although they wouldn't want you to know that. According to the cousin Barry Obama, I call him cousin Barry, you know why, because he's cousins with the last guys that just got out of office. I'm sure it's all a coincidence, as they say. Cousin Barry.
No.
Barry, I am
and
your cousin.
Howell, they're all related to each other. They all go back to, you know, robber baron royalty somewhere along the line.
Well, you know, I supported Ron Paul early on, and then I voted for Cynthia McKinney, as did the rest of my family, which I'm fairly proud of. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, I voted for Cynthia. I voted for Cynthia and supported Cynthia, and I can hold my head up high and just be very outspokenly proud of her, especially when she went to Gaza or tried to go to Gaza and was shot at and her boat was rammed, and she spoke out very strongly against what the U.S. and Israel are doing in Gaza when Barack Obama refused to say anything. And as far as I know, he really hasn't said anything since he's been president about the crisis.
Well, he wants to stay out of that because he's trying to play both sides. At least it appears that way to me. And, of course, there was a little thing called the elections or selections in Israel, which had to get out of the way. He had to know who he could pander to, I guess, in the end. Maybe he already knows. It's Bibi Netanyahu, the mass murdering killer who came to office. I got a good friend of mine who's an activist in Israel, and he told me, he wrote me a story today, Cindy, about how Netanyahu was elected the first time and how he used extortion and bribery and murder and these types of little tools, some of which some might even accuse Barry Obama of doing. You know, there was a bunch of very strange murders that happened just before the convention. A lot of Hillary Clinton's crew were picked off, aneurysms and an assassination in Arkansas with one of her top party people, all super delegates in the process. Maybe they're using the exact same thing that the Clintons had used all those years.
Well, you know that the robber class supports itself all over the world. It's a global robber class, and they will do anything to retain their power and retain their riches and to harm the people. So it's all about power, it's all about money, and we can't put anything past these people that want to stay in power. And you know, the sooner that Americans wake up to that fact, the better I think we'll all be.
Can I, let me read this line for my listeners. And again, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Cindy Sheehan today. I'm going to be talking to her for the better part of this hour. You've written several great articles. I want to quote from this one, The Audacity of Empire. You know, I've been calling it now for the last year or so, The Mendacity of Hope. In other words, The Lie of Hope. You wrote, The Audacity of Hope. To me, quote unquote, The Audacity of Hope is just empire speak for, yet again, the American public desperately hoping that someone has finally achieved the office of emperor without being tainted by the evil of that empire. You write, it's not possible.
It's not possible. If it were possible to do that, I believe that in last November we would have had the choice between Ron Paul or Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah.
You know, or Ralph Nader or Cynthia McKinney would have done better. It's not possible to become emperor of the United States without selling out or being a servant of or a tool of that empire.
Yeah, I don't know how many of my listeners vote, but or even support candidates. I had a call from the Republican Party today. It was like a telemarketing call, Cindy. They were trying to get 100 out of me. When I said I wasn't giving them 100, they went to 50, then they went to 20. And then I said, well, just send the envelope or whatever, because I wanted to look at the literature. And he was trying to literally get me to, you know, give blood over the phone. And I said, look, I don't support parties. I support candidates. Okay, there is a possibility of some good candidates. You just mentioned two of them, Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich, in these major parties. And good for them for trying to infiltrate and take it down from the inside. But bottom line is here, I mean, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, you're insane.
Right. That's definitely the definition of insanity. And what really has bothered me in these past months, after that, like, insanely long presidential race we had, it seemed like it started in 2005, it just seems that it just went on forever and ever and ever, is that the Democrats are now in power, but my Democratic friends are saying, you know, doing the same thing they accuse the Republicans of doing.
Exactly.
Marching lockstep with your leader, you know, not looking at them critically, not holding them accountable for the same things that you wanted the Republicans held accountable for. Right, exact same thing. Obama has gone into Pakistan, crossed the Pakistani border against the wishes of our sovereign country.
Hold on, Cindy. We'll come back after this very quick break, just a couple of minutes. We're with Cindy Sheehan. We'll give you all of her information, but it's CindySheehanSoapbox.com for her radio show, which is fantastic. We'll come right back after this on Deadline Live, WFURadio.com. Stay tuned. From another dimension. Hey, Jack Blood here, host of Deadline Live. I wanted to share with you my secret weapon in fighting the new world order. It's a new product called Enerfood. Enerfood is bar none the best health supplement I've tried, and I've tried them all. With many ingredients like spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, barley grass, alfalfa leaf, beetroot, orange peel, winter cherry root, it really is nothing less than superfood. I couldn't imagine having to shop and prepare all of these ingredients, but now I don't have to. Enerfood's done it for me. A simple scoop of powder every day is all it takes. No fillers, no miracle claims, no magic bullets. Just a real product with real results. Call them today and mention Jack Blood and get a special discount. Get the two-pack special with the coconut oil powder. Call them now, 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Or simply go to enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, enerfood.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Gold prices are at historic highs, and with the recent pullback, this is a great time to buy. With the value of the dollar, risks of inflation, geopolitical uncertainties, and instability in world financial systems, I see gold going up much higher. Hi, I'm Tim Fry at Roberts & Roberts Brokerage. Everybody should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. At Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, you can buy gold, silver, and platinum with confidence from a brokerage that's specialized in the precious metals market since 1977. If you are new to precious metals, we will happily provide you with the information you need to make an informed decision whether or not you choose to purchase from us. Also, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage values your privacy and will always advise you in the event that we would be required to report any transaction. If you have gold, silver, or platinum you'd like to sell, we can convert it for immediate payment. Call us at 800-874-9760. We're Roberts & Roberts Brokerage. 800-874-9760.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Online, all the time. Your gateway to the world. Freedom Underground Radio.
I encourage you to refer to this program frequently.
Freedom Underground Radio.
Time to stop being one of the sheep. Listen in to The Animal Farm with Ben Miller, Tony Pax, and Pyeth. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 7, only on Freedom Underground Radio.
We have before us the opportunity to forge, for ourselves and for future generations, a new world order.
As Iraq veterans against the war, we are resisting an occupation we once risked our lives for. We swore to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, but we found out the hard way that the greatest enemies of the Constitution are not to be found in the sands of some far-off land, but rather right here at home!
Never. never conceived. But someday soon they'll be put to sleep.
Yeah, America's been put to sleep, all right. Thanks for joining us. We're awake. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Thanks for joining us, folks. Jack Blood, your narrator, your tour guide, your radio gun, as always, WFUradio.com. Our guest today, Cindy Sheehan. Great to have you with us. Cindy, did you hear that little Adam Kokesh piece in that bumper?
Which one was that?
That was his speech, I think, from the Ron Paul appearance. Are you? I know you're familiar with Adam Kokesh. Have you had a chance to work with him?
Oh, no, yeah. I know Adam. Yeah, I know Adam.
He's got a lot of passion.
Yes. Well, you know.
Who's been arrested more for peace, you or him? I think you have the record.
I don't know. I've been arrested about a dozen times. I don't know.
Both of you arrested.
I don't know, but at least Adam came home alive and is able to fight, you know, and so I'm fighting in my son's place. I'm continuing his mission.
Yeah, and that's made all the difference. As you mentioned earlier, your appearance, your organizing of Camp Casey back in 2005 was what really broke open the anti-war movement, who were a little bit apathetic leading up into that point, just didn't have a leader, didn't have somebody to latch on to. You became that person, which, of course, put you in the eye of a media hurricane.
Well, yes, it was definitely... It was definitely a circus down there, that's for sure. But then when the media, after I had been there probably for about a week in Crawford, Texas, the media, I think, got the idea that I wasn't going away and I actually knew what I was talking about. And it wasn't just a stunt. It was something that I was committed to. And then that's when the media, of course, turned against me and tried to dig up anything they could to discredit me and to smear me. And it just, I don't think it worked as effectively as they hoped it would. But it's just the media, the corporate media is something also that we have to struggle against, and their lies, and they're just basically a propaganda tool for the U.S. government. I used to think that the media was right wing, but it's actually just statist. They just support the state.
Yeah, but that kind of backfired with you, and it's backfired with me as well. When I've been attempted to be smeared in the media, it just gave me more attention and a bigger platform, and I think that happened with you, and that's when they realized, kind of with Ron Paul, that the demonizing you wasn't going to work because too many people out there were relating to what you had to say, understood what you were saying, and agreed with you, and that's when they had to try to make you disappear a little bit, and, well, you didn't disappear, and here you are on our program today, which I'm very happy about. You got second place running against Nancy Pelosi, so it isn't my fault because I endorsed you. I told all my listeners to support you. You ran a good campaign there, getting 16% of the vote in Nancy Pelosi's district.
Right.
You could have been in her place in the Congress right now. Wouldn't that have been nice?
Well, and that was one of the problems here. We came in, we ran an independent campaign, independent of any political party, and we got a lot of support. We raised over $600,000 from all over the country, which is nothing compared to, you know, Nancy Pelosi's like $2.5 million, but she doesn't spend it in the district. She spends it, you know, currying favor with other Democratic politicians to retain her seat as Speaker of the House. But I think that despite the media blackout that we had here, we did very well. Like you said, we got 16% of the vote, about 50,000 votes, and we did better than anybody else who has ever run against her since she ran in the primary in 1987. And she is normally gets at least 83% or above. She's gotten as high as 88% of the vote before, but she only got 71% of the vote this time.
Allegedly.
So that shows that shows a lot of dissatisfaction with her and her policies. But then again, it also shows the lack of integrity and intellectual honesty in party politics, because, you know, Nancy Pelosi protected George Bush for 2 years as Speaker of the House. She voted for funding the war. She voted for the Patriot Act. She voted for the FISA Modernization Act. Her record was atrocious as a so-called liberal in Congress. In a district that voted for an impeachment resolution against George Bush, who voted against war funding. And, you know, it just shows that people have more allegiance to a party than they do to their own integrity and ideology, yeah. Which...
That's what I'm saying. Support a candidate.
It's a problem with party.
Support a candidate. Don't support
right,
a party.
A
how many times
right.
I have to say that? Yeah. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, look, first of all, I've interviewed her daughter on this program once. I don't know if you knew that, Alexandra, who does some pretty good work, but, I mean, what was she doing on the plane with George Bush during the campaign? How did she get that kind of access? Only because Pelosi plays ball. Nancy, mommy, plays ball with the big boys in Washington, D.C., and I have it on authority that her husband is also a member of that right-wing think tank called Bohemian Grove over there by where you live as well, which... But we
actually, we've heard that, too. We've heard that also, that Paul Pelosi is part of Bohemian Grove.
Which, I mean, you know, if you like worshiping a giant stone owl and running around naked and participating in prostitution while plotting how to overthrow and take over the world, I mean, it's not a bad place to go, I guess. I'm not really into that myself.
Well, that's what I said. The robber class likes to support itself, and... You know, that's what the robber class does.
Cindy Sheehan with us on the program today. We are live February 12, 2009, Deadline Live, WFUradio.com. One last question about that selection process there in California. Just before the election, you had a theft. You had a break-in and some vandalism. I mean, do you suspect the Pelosi team of doing this? Who else could stand to gain?
Well, we had... you know, things stolen. We had our plexiglass window broken. We had my RV, which was a campaign bus, vandalized, and they tried to break into that. And we had so many problems with computers and programs and things like that. So, you know, politics is a rough business, and this is a rough town to do politics in. So, the police didn't really care that much about the crimes that were committed against us, and they refused to investigate them as political crimes.
Which they were. I mean, again, but they have to be investigated, and I don't know if it's your responsibility. I mean, isn't the law's responsibility to uphold the laws of the city, the state, and the county? But they didn't, because they know who they work for, and I guess it wasn't you or me. Well, I think we should remind them who they work for. National Pink Slip Day. We're organizing that. Cindy Sheehan with us. Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox.com is her radio show. She'll come back with us after this break. Stay tuned. Deadline Live.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank Building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
Now, you and your friends and family can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful, it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. The optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkey Light LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit Freedom Underground Radio's website homepage at WFUradio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's WFUradio.com and click the Berkey water banner.
Not yet available in Iowa.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Warning. 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 Freedom Underground Radio is habit forming. Habit forming. Habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Don't miss Deadline Live with Jack Blood, weekday afternoons from 3 to 5, only on Freedom Underground Radio.
Thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world.
And right on time, fellow San Franciscan, fellow Northern Californian Jello, the author of Dick Kennedy's, right there in that bumper. And you heard it. It's all for a new world order. We're international citizens. We're not citizens of this country anymore. And, well, I like to keep things local. And we're working on that. Trust me, folks. Thanks for joining us. Deadline Live, Jack Blood, WFUradio.com. Also, shout out to ReverRadio.net, who picks up our program in the AM and FM stations, picking up our show. Consider picking up Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox.com. Is that available for syndication, Cindy? Oh, my bad. You know what? I potted her down during the break, so we didn't catch anything off air there, and I forgot to put her live. Sorry for that, Cindy. Thanks for joining us. Is your show available for syndication?
Yes, of course. And we're working on that. It's only been on the air about 5 or 6 weeks right now. Mm-hmm. But we have just, like I said before, we have 5 or 6 incredible shows in the can. And I think that it's as an alternative to just the one-party babble, I think that it's very necessary right now. So we're working really hard to keep it going and keep it on the air.
Yeah, actually fair and balanced, unlike some other networks I know.
I wouldn't call it fair and balanced, but I think that I definitely have a slant, and I definitely am on the far left. But I think that all the other shows in the corporate arena are just basically about the same, and they're statist. They support the state, and we need our voices out there to be, to challenge the status quo, not support it.
What do you think on that basis? What do you think of the fairness doctrine? We just had Debbie Stabus now, as I call her, out pimping and promoting the fairness doctrine. And then it turned out her husband was vice president of operations at Air America. I don't know if there's a little bit of a conflict of interest there. What's your take on all of this?
It's really hard because as a candidate, I didn't get the media exposure that Nancy Pelosi got. I mean, she could be on all of the major shows. She was selling her book. She was on a book tour during the campaign, and I couldn't get on, you know, on anything, you know, except shows like yours but like CNN, MSNBC, even local stations here, they didn't give me the same opportunity to expose my message as they did Nancy Pelosi. So yeah. On that one hand, I can see it that way, but on the hand of being now a radio host, I wouldn't want to give the same amount of time to an opposing position, because I think in America, this is our freedom of speech and our freedom of expression, and I don't like the idea of the state imposing these strict restrictions on us.
Which is what we hear is going to filter down into the internet if it went through, and then, you know, this brings in a whole new realm of legislation and regulating of the internet, which is doing just fine on its own without the government poking its nose into it. I see what you're saying. I like your objective answer, Cindy, for sure. As a candidate, certainly you have a different perspective, and maybe during elections we can, you know, have a little more fairness. That would be fine. Though through the rest of the time, I guess we're always in an election according to the politicians, but through the rest of the time, you know, I mean, I want to say what I want to say.
The 2012 presidential campaign.
Well, I was just going to bring that up. Let me go there in a second, but I want to make this outstanding offer on the issue of fairness. Anytime Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid or Dick Cheney or Obama or any of these guys want to come on my show, I'd be more than happy to give them time.
Well, I've extended an open invitation to Nancy Pelosi to be on my show anytime too. You know, that's not really fairness doctrine. That's us as hosts extending that opportunity, not being forced to, but extending that opportunity to these people.
The bottom line is that the mainstream...
I wouldn't want to have to give half of my show over to somebody with an opposing viewpoint.
But the bottom line is that we can't let the mainstream media continue to control the media. As you've heard many times, we have to be the media, and this is where we require our listeners to get active and to support the people who they like listening to and to fund them or whatever it's going to take to help them rise up and become a powerhouse in the media. Otherwise, we're not going to be the media. Now, luckily, we're technologically advanced, so we know how to do things before the media does. I don't know when the big newspapers decided they should go on the internet, but I assume it was many years after the rest of us were doing it. Speaking of which, I have one last question on the media. You mentioned earlier that the left, I guess, as we'll call them, liberals, Obama supporters, aren't holding Obama to the same standards as they did Bush and Cheney. It was announced here, we did a piece on our show about a couple of weeks ago, that Obama has put together a propaganda network, $72 million a year, to push his policies. And by the way, some of that is to extort or punish those in his own party who aren't going along with the party line. That sounds very familiar to me. And then I have another story. The census report has moved to the White House. Even Karl Rove didn't do that. Now Rombo Emanuel is going to be looking out over that, redistributing voters, redrawing districts. I mean, this is all the same thing over and over again. I think we should hold these people accountable to the same way, like Jeremy Shahill has been doing, the same way we did with Bush and Cheney. What's the problem here?
Oh, no, I totally, absolutely agree with you. That's why I say party politics has no integrity and no intellectual honesty. And I lost a lot of my support when I left the Democratic Party and started holding them to the same account as I held the Republicans. Barack Obama voted for, he might have made a very weak anti-war speech before the invasion of Iraq in Chicago back in whenever he did that, and that's why people have let themselves be fooled that he's an anti-war candidate. But since he was in the Senate, he voted for every funding bill. He voted to reauthorize the Patriot Act. He voted, just like Nancy Pelosi, for the FISA Modernization Act. And when the country rose up against the bailout and Congress failed to pass the bailout, Barack Obama actually called and put pressure on other Democrats to vote for it. So that was so unconstitutional. That was so treasonous. A funding bill always originates in the House. This one failed in the House, passed in the Senate, then went back to the House. That's fundamentally unconstitutional. And Barack Obama was one of the main people. He got about a half more contributions from Wall Street than John McCain did. So, you know, it was not a grassroots campaign of the people by the people.
No.
It was of the corporations by the corporations and for the corporations. And so it's just this party politics is not principled. And if Barack Obama is a candidate of change and he does have principles and he does have integrity, then he would allow George Bush and Dick Cheney and their regime to be investigated for war crimes and crimes against humanity. But how can he? How can he when he is a war criminal himself?
Well, that's exactly right. But this is what happens every 4 to 8 years as the torch gets passed. In your great piece, A Dead Statesman, which, by the way, is at michaelmoore.com, you start off quoting Rudyard Kipling, A Dead Statesman. He said, quote, "I could not dig, I dared not rob, and so I lied to please the mob. Now all my lies are proved untrue, and I must face the men I slew. What tale will serve me here among mine angry and defrauded young?" 38% now want to probe into the war on terror excesses under Bush and Cheney, and Leahy is the, I guess, token person who's going to look into that.
And it would be more if a Democrat wasn't in office before George Bush left office.
Go ahead and hold on to that, Cindy. We'll let you finish up. We'll pick up right here when we come back for our final segment with Cindy Sheehan today. Again, I want to promote her great radio show, CindySheehanSoapbox.com. You should be supporting that as well. We'll come right back. Deadline Live, final segment right after this.
Hey, Jack Blood here, host of Deadline Live. I wanted to share with you my secret weapon in fighting the new world order. It's a new product called Enerfood. Enerfood is bar none the best health supplement I've tried, and I've tried them all. With many ingredients like spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, barley grass, alfalfa leaf, beetroot, orange peel, winter cherry root, it really is nothing less than superfood. I couldn't imagine having to shop and prepare all of these ingredients, but now I don't have to. Enerfood's done it for me. A simple scoop of powder every day is all it takes. No fillers, no miracle claims, no magic bullets. Just a real product with real results. Call them today and mention Jack Blood and get a special discount. Get the two-pack special with the coconut oil powder. Call them now, 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Or simply go to enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, enerfood.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Gold prices are at historic highs, and with the recent pullback, this is a great time to buy. With the value of the dollar, risks of inflation, geopolitical uncertainties, and instability in world financial systems, I see gold going up much higher. Hi, I'm Tim Fry at Roberts & Roberts Brokerage. Everybody should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. At Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, you can buy gold, silver, and platinum with confidence from a brokerage that's specialized in the precious metals market since 1977. If you are new to precious metals, we will happily provide you with the information you need to make an informed decision whether or not you choose to purchase from us. Also, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage values your privacy and will always advise you in the event that we would be required to report any transaction. If you have gold, silver, or platinum you'd like to sell, we can convert it for immediate payment. Call us at 800-874-9760. We're Roberts & Roberts Brokerage. 800-874-9760.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
This is not your daddy's talk radio.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
Freedom Underground Radio.
Get ready to hang 'em high with Chris Cowan and Mike Knarr. Listen in on Monday through Thursday from 9 to 10 p.m. only on Freedom Underground Radio.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Prepared to order military attacks against Al-Qaeda targets inside Pakistan.
President Musharraf will not act. We will.
Pakistan, being a sovereign country, will never allow any other country to send troops to its territory for any purpose.
And President Musharraf will not act. We will.
If you look at Obama's voting record, I mean, he has voted this, you know, not to end the war. He has voted to finance the war. So his rhetoric is playing to the people that come my way, but he is every bit as much of an intervention. He wants to send more troops in Afghanistan. He wants to broaden the military. So I think it's a fraud what he's talking about when he wants to really get out of Iraq.
How many stadiums can you fill with all the people killed in the war? Now you look me in my eyes and tell me what it's good for.
Absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing.
Darth Vader, Big Dick Cheney. How many troops is Saddam worth? Not very damn many, is what he said back in the 90s, 10 years ago, when that song was written. Casey Sheehan gave his life for that. Just that kind of disrespect coming from people like Dick Cheney and Henry Kissinger, who have said that our military men are like dumb animals, cannon fodder, fighting for foreign policy. And as Smedley Butler said many times, the great Marine general, war is a racket. God, I want people to understand that. War icon with us on the program here this entire hour. Cindy Sheehan. Cindy, thank you so much for spending this time with us, and I really feel you. I know I can't possibly know what you've gone through. I can't even imagine losing one of my children, but I feel your passion, and I know your honesty, and I know, you know, how much you care about this country, despite what Bill O'Reilly says. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, thank you again for having me on. So, you know, we just have to... I also really resonate with War is a Racket, and I wish I would have read it before my son joined the military. And it really is. It just is a racket. And Smedley Butler said it's the only one that's profits is measured in blood and death.
You know, we never talked about this before, but your dad worked for Lockheed Martin. I mean, it's not that your family wasn't supportive of the military-industrial complex at one point. Your son gave his life for this.
Well, my mother and father met at Lockheed after World War II, when the aerospace industry was really taking off here in California in the 50s, and... you know, and we didn't understand in our family. We weren't a military family, you know, even though that was, my mom quit working after they got married, and my dad went on to be an electrician and didn't work there, you know, after that. But we, you know, I didn't totally understand what this country does and how this country misuses people. And like you said, just uses soldiers as stupid cannon fodder or bullet sponges that are just totally expendable, and they don't think of the cost that's left in the family when our precious, they might not be precious to the military industrial complex, but they're precious to us. And they just don't care. I did an interview earlier. They're reviewing the policy of showing flag-draped coffins when they come home. So I did an interview with a newspaper in Washington, D.C., and I just said, look at Barbara Bush when she was asked about it. She said, why should I bother my pretty mind with seeing these images?
And then we saw Cousin Barry obfuscate on that question, which came from an astute reporter who allegedly they were all chosen at the press conference before. It's just like Bush. They were all chosen and handpicked to ask the question. He goes on and pontificates and filibusters and obfuscates. Somebody actually asks a good question. Why not show those flag-draped coffins by the way, Joe Biden said we should. And no answer to that from Obama.
Well, if you watch him, he rarely does give an answer. He's very good at going around the block when somebody asks him something and saying a lot of words without really saying something. So he does that a lot. But I believe in that in 1991, when this policy was instituted under the first Gulf War, when George H.W. Bush was president, it's specifically to keep the wars out of the psyches of the average American. We don't pay more taxes. We're not asked to sacrifice. As a matter of fact, we're asked to go shopping and to get deeper into debt and to travel and to pretend like everything is fine, when for over 4,000 American families who've had someone killed and tens of thousands who have had either suicide or they're in a VA hospitals, they can't get the treatment that they need, they're wounded either mentally, emotionally, or physically, you know, we're the ones that have to pay the horrible price for this U.S. imperial militarism.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody to pay the price, but if there's a war that people aren't getting off of their asses to go and protest, or not doing something to try and end, they should at least have to share in the sacrifice.
You know, we did a show on depleted uranium with Doug Rocky, who I suggest you get on your show. He wrote the manual for the Pentagon on how to handle depleted uranium. And, you know, I was quoting Scott Ritter, who I've done a bunch of events with, and we're friends. And he said, look, I mean, this is what you sign up for when you have a war. I don't think Americans fully understand, and this is why it's so important that the media cover this accurately. They don't fully understand what a war even means. To them, it's all a video game. To them, it's like a movie. They don't understand that people actually die, and that things like depleted uranium and white phosphorus are used as being used in Gaza right now with absolutely no accountability and justice. Let me use the word justice.
Well, this isn't a this is not a war. We haven't had a constitutionally declared war.
Good point.
Since World War II. And some people might want to join the military to defend the country. They don't realize they're signing up to go spread corporate colonialism and kill innocent people for profit. They, you know, we clearly didn't understand that in our family, and these kids don't understand it. And I've read many reports recently that enlistment is going up because of the economy.
Well, suicides are up as well.
Our kids don't have any other choice.
Well, suicides are up as well, and that's right. Because of the economy, enlistments is going up. How convenient that is, and we could just go on for hours with that. Unfortunately, we're most out of time. I want to give you two quick questions, if I can, before we leave. And again, tell people that your website is CindySheehansSoapbox.com. I'd like to see about getting you on this network if we can work something out to do that.
Cool.
Well, we talked about no accountability. I mean, we know Nixon was pardoned, Iran-Contra was swept under the rug, and the Bush war crimes are swept under the rug, because it was all about getting to 06 so you can get in the House. And it was about getting in the White House at 08. Now it's 2012 and getting reelected. Nothing is going to happen. But on that level, should we get that new investigation into 9/11, Cindy Sheehan?
Oh, absolutely.
Got to push hard
I'm
for that.
I'm all for that.
And we're out of time. I didn't have time for my second question. What a great guest you are. I always look forward to having you on. And,
thank you, Jack.
I am available at your beck and call, anything you might need. Give my best to your family, all your great kids, and all of the great people that surround you. Thank you so much, Cindy Sheehan. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you.
All right, folks, The Animal Farm coming up next. Who's got the milk and apples? Well, it's Tony, Ben, and Pyatt. They have it. Pyeth the Great. Pyeth the ultimate ruler of the universe. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, I'm Jack Blood saying, be bold, America!
Gold prices are at historic highs, and with the recent pullback, this is a great time to buy. With the value of the dollar, risks of inflation, geopolitical uncertainties, and instability in world financial systems, I see gold going up much higher. Hi, I'm Tim Fry at Roberts & Roberts Brokerage. Everybody should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. At Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, you can buy gold, silver, and platinum with confidence from a brokerage that's specialized in the precious metals market since 1977. If you are new to precious metals, we will happily provide you with the information you need to make an informed decision whether or not you choose to purchase from us. Also, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage values your privacy and will always advise you in the event that we would be required to report any transaction. If you have gold, silver, or platinum you'd like to sell, we can convert it for immediate payment. Call us at 800-874-9760. We're Roberts & Roberts Brokerage. 800-874-9760.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Fleet to remove the all out.
Prepare your mind to experience Freedom Underground Radio. Welcome.
Contrary to the rumors that you've heard, I was not born in a manger. I was actually born on Krypton and sent here by my father, Jor-El, to save the planet Earth.
Live from Stamford, Connecticut, it is the one and only Animal Farm Radio Show, the only safe place where political minds can meet each other and beat each other. The date today is Thursday, February 12th, 2009. My name is Benjamin Miller, and I'm chilling here with my fellow renegade, Tony Pax.
Hello, Ben.
Pyeth is on his way to the mountains to go break a leg.
Yeah, good luck, Pyeth.
Knock on wood. I hope he doesn't. But we do have an excellent show for everybody tonight. Despite that, we're going to be getting into the New World Order's raping of creative contents via their political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to get into some fairness doctrine news. And as always, Tony is going to give you a special Valentine's Day lubrication with the prostituted, the un-American, and the hopelessly